to hit you here in a minute. It's a main artery of our hometown. Because foreign farmers live here, but they don't go just across the bridge to farm. You take that away from them, they got a way to go. Just like they do at the river. And we're trying to get access to the river, which is on another subject, which we have three fish factories coming through to Bearstown, and hopefully will help open up that part. But our main factor is, to even get the fish out of Bearstown, we have to have that highway. It's been there forever. I can remember when I was a kid crossing that bridge. I think I was, how old I was then. It's been a good bridge. I think it's been put to the side like a lot of bridges have. Nobody's fault. And then problems happen, then it's everybody's fault. So I'm a firm believer. I'm going to help everybody out. But I think right now we're in the deepest pile and need to be crawling out of it. And we need that. And I'm asking for it, Jill. You'll be hearing a lot from City of Bearstown. I think you know that. And of course, you being an engineer, you're going to hear all of them. So I'll let them have what they say, but we need your help to get 467 through for my town to survive. If you keep going around us with the other bridges, it's going to become an artery that fades off. I want to keep mine a large artery that keeps going. So help me with that.
I hear you. I do. A lot of traffic going over that bridge. And I think Roger Driscoll made a very good point when he said, how much money can you spend on the old bridge when it looks foolish because you needed a new bridge? So a lot. I mean, you think Cargill and Dot Foods and what the agricultural aspects and the river traffic and all that, it's vital for our region. And so we'll have to work on that, Mayor. We definitely will. So you tell us how we're going to get it done.
the crossing at Beardstown is important, regionally important, strategically important, locally important. It's important. The real question is, of course, how do we find the money to do it? And we're very hopeful at IDOT that the General Assembly can come together and come up with some way to finance additional transportation dollars going forward in the future, all the way into the future, not just a very short-term fix. So that's our hope right now. It's a matter of funding, and it's a matter of let's just get it done. If we need to rethink how fast can we do two lanes versus four, we'll think about things like that, but we do know that we need a new structure there.